can I forget that time in my life? Why wasn't I in college triple spacing term papers like all of my buddies? Why do I have to go? Why did I have to live a year of fear in a land of rain and mud? In a land where you trusted no one. Why did I have to live there back in the days when the name on my uniforms was Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer? Quang Tree, 1967. I'll never forget it. The heat, the heat! As I crawled through the mud and the slime, picking leeches off me, I remembered basic training. The only thing I liked about basic was hand grenade training, but I remember Sergeant McGillicuddy. He's the one that broke us in. He said, "This gentleman is a hand grenade. It can save your pockets. Hand grenades are thrown stiff arm. You don't throw it like a baseball. You're not catfish hunter here. By the time you do a whole wind-up and throw it, it'll blow your head off. You stiff arm it like this. Watch, everybody down. Here I go. Stiff arm. Ow!" Sound of shrapnel hauling over your head. So you want to make sure when you throw it right. Before you throw it, you glance overhead to make sure there are no tree limbs so it will not bounce back at you. You make sure you are forward of all friendly personnel. Once again, with a stiff arm on the ground, gentlemen. You will each be handed one hand grenade. You will throw at the target below. We will throw them one at a time at my command. I couldn't wait to get my hand on that bad boy. It felt so good. Yanking that pin out with my teeth. Yeah! Well, we went through hand grenade training, and I remember there was a whole sack of grenades at the end of the course. One of the instructors said, "Clear left! Clear right!" I picked up that sack of grenades. He wasn't counting how many there were, and I just walked off with him. We got to barracks that night. I said, "Hey, guys, look at ish. Look at ish. We got liberty tonight, don't we? Let's take this sack of grenades into town and have some fun." So Kalachecki had a car, so me and Wisniewski and Fibish and DiLorenzo and Robinson, we piled into a car. We took off out of that base. No sooner did we clear the gates, we got out on the highway. I said, "All right, everybody down. Roll down that window." We bounced that thing down the highway. I said, "Everybody down." We set a road sign sky high. We got into town about 10 o'clock that night. They rolled up the sidewalks in. I said, "Hey, Robinson, isn't that pizzeria that sold you that miserable excuse for a pizza?" He said, "It sure is, boss." I said, "All right. Kalachecki, cruise by real slow."
"Hey! Luigi! Got a little present for you!"
Isn't that, yes, that is. Isn't that the place? Robinson, come here. Isn't that the girl that you took out and spent $50 on dinner, $20 on drinks afterwards and nothing? A handshake at the door. Isn't that where she lives?" He said, "It sure is." I said, "Give me one of them bad boys. Let me roll this thing under her Corvette." "Oh, Henrietta! Your car needs to go to the shop!" We took off and just detonated anything we didn't like in that town. Anything we did like! Until finally we were back on the open highway again. We all stepped out of the car to make our bladders gladder before we went to the base because we had a few beers. Wisniewski was still in the car. Suddenly he was standing there outside the door. Said, "Hey, you guys!" He had a grenade in his hand. I said, what is it, Wisniewski? He said, you made fun of me for the last time. I've been the butt of all your jokes. It's always, Wisniewski do this, Wisniewski do that, Wisniewski get this. Hey, Wisniewski, well, I'm tired of being your jokes, do you hear me? I'm tired of it. We all stood there, hydraulics in hand. He said, I got a little present for you guys. He threw a grenade at us, and then he dove behind the car. The grenade bounced at my feet. Fibish looked at me, I looked at him. We both looked into each other's eyes in that split second after the grenade landed. He said, what do you think we should do? I said, pull out the pin and throw it back.